Bring me a dream, Mr. Sandman. Dun, 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 bum, 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 bum. Okay, I'm not a singer. Okay, we're talking about the Sandman on this episode. Everyone's talking about this series. It's a series between a production partnership between Warner Brothers and Netflix. It's DC Comics. As you know, Warner Brothers owns DC Comics, so that's the whole point. Anyway, this whole thing is based off a comic book of the same name, The Sandman. The comic book was written by Neil Gaiman. And Neil Gaiman released this comic book in 1989, and it stopped production or making it in 1996. So the Sandman. What is the Sandman? Sandman is Dream. Morpheus. That's who it is. In this film, or the series rather, Tom Sturridge embodies the role of the Sandman, the role of Dream of the Endless. Now, before I start talking about Dream, Dream has several siblings, or the endless beings. Apparently they're powerful, they're more powerful than gods themselves. They own and control specific realms where they control human beings and beings. Apparently the eldest is death of this whole thing. So in this series, or in the comic, I have not read the comic book, so I have no, you know, I'm assuming, because apparently Neil Gaiman was part of the production team that made the series The Sandman. So I'm assuming this was by his desires. He had no complaints. My God, they made Death look fucking awesome. Like, besides the lady who played Death being fucking hot as fuck. Oh my God, she's so gorgeous. But that's not the point. They made her so nice and kind. She was wearing black, I get that, but it was not gothy and stuff and weird with all the black nails and stuff. She was actually loving. And she went around and, you know, helped people die, go to the pearly gates or hell, which made it very interesting in my personal opinion. Now, Dream dresses all gothy, he's all black and stuff. Now, his siblings are Death, Delirium, Desire, Despair, Destiny, and of course, the prodigal, Destruction. Apparently the prodigal, or Destruction abandoned his post. It's a similar situation that happens in the series where Dream gets captured by this, magician, for almost 70 years, and his post or his realm is technically abandoned, and it starts to wither away and fail. So I think So everyone thought he did the same thing as his brother, but he was actually captured. So that makes, of course, in his absence, some of his nightmares escaped from the realm of, you know, dreams, dreamland, and into the world of the living, and started causing an enormous amount of chaos, messing up the whole balance and everything. Now, this series is particularly incredible in my personal opinion. It was well written, well executed, the cinematography, everything. And there's a whole jab or gag, I don't know what it is, on John Constantine. They do this Joanna Constantine. I'm assuming they're related because they have some sort of magical thing. And I read somewhere that, you know, the actual John Constantine is from their same lineage or something like that. Of course, he's also part of the DC comic universe, so it's a possibility. And of course, there's this cool character, in my personal opinion, who doesn't die, who will not die. He refuses to die. And Death and Dream make up this whole bet that he'll choose to want to die after a few years, and the guy doesn't want to die, and he becomes a really great friend of Dream. Now, Dream Morpheus is apparently known to be this dark and merciless person. Well, in the show, there are things where you could have done things much easier and without causing a lot of complication. Of course, the ending itself is a little questionable. In my personal opinion, I expected to see mass destruction, a lot of fighting, but it did not happen. But still, the ending is still overall satisfying in my personal opinion. And of course, I do not really want to say everything where I'll spoil it for you. All I will say, this shit is banging. One thing's for sure, we know for a fact that Death enjoys her job. Dream is confused in a way. He wonders if he should do his job. After being on hiatus for nearly 70 years, he's not sure if he can still do his job. As for Despair and Desire are in cahoots, their twin brothers, brother and sister. Desire plans to destroy or take over Dream's land because he feels Dream overlooks him, because Dream, out of all the people, out of all the Endless, he's the only one who, you know, the mortals or the human people visit his realm more than anyone else. So you could say he's the most important Endless. And of course, this whole thing, when Dream is captured for nearly 70 years, people have this sickness where they go to sleep and they do not wake up, which makes the whole thing just beautiful, in my personal opinion. And of course, I've got a lot of questions, but these are mystical creatures. Like, this guy was in a glass bottle for 70 years. This guy did not pee, did not shit. Wow. To be a god. Eesh. Totally sucks. And it's weird that a god could be just captured and tossed in a bottle because they stole his little magician things. But the whole point is he poured some of his power into this, his tools, and overall making himself weak. But in the end, he puts all his powers back into his own essence and being, and he's super powerful like he's supposed to be powerful, which makes this thing worthwhile. Now, after seeing this series, I can say Netflix has been looking to make a franchise. I know this is DC content. It's not the original content, but it's on their show. It's original show. They made this. I will say this, and I will say this. This is a show for them. Like, I'm curious. I want to know where the prodigal, where destruction is. I'd love to see a spinoff of that, whether it's a movie or a series or limited series. I'd love to see how his life, he's living his life after abandoning his post. Apparently, walks around with a talking dog. Dream has a talking raven of a person apparently who died in the dream and becomes a raven. It's really weird. Yeah. So in this Sandman theory of a man who pours sand into children's eyes and then somehow they stay in his land, the dreamland, until they wake up in the morning is quite fascinating. The theory itself, that there's another realm of dreams. And it's odd. Once you start thinking about this, it's odd. Whenever you're about to die in a dream, you always wake up. Don't you that find that weird? I know it's just a film. Obviously, Neil Gaiman, when he thought of this comic book, he saw a similarity in the way we dream things. Like, when you're about to die, most dreams, you wake up. Or somehow someone wakes you up when something great's about to happen, spoiling the whole thing for you. So for me, it's quite interesting. I believe in such a theory that there is a Sandman. Damn weird. There's a guy. Now, this whole series, there's also the devil in there. Moonstar is in there, fam. Lucifer Moonstar is in there. Of course, it's a woman, not like the other Netflix show where it's a guy. But then again, I'm assuming he can change forms, everything. Now, there is a war brewing between the devil and Dream for some weird reason. Now, I don't know who's above who. Is the devil above the Endless? Or are the Endless above the devil? Now, we all know that Lucifer escaped, yada, yada, yada. So I'm assuming he's below the Endless. And with this show, will we see God? Like, this show is so big. Like, I feel like we could have 10, maybe 20, maybe 20 seasons of this shit. Rating from 10 episodes, with episodes ranging from 45 to 50 minutes, we could get 10 seasons of this shit. Like, you could look at it all plain ways, man. These characters are rich. Like, for instance, we know desire can transform into anything that people find desirable. There's so many stories in this arc. There's so many stories in Despair's arc. Like, they're twins. I'm assuming at one point they looked alike. What happened that made her look like that? And Delirium. Delirium is also known as Delight, but doesn't want to be called Delight anymore. What the fuck happened? I'd watch a spinoff of that. I'd watch a spinoff of Destruction, like I already mentioned. I watched a spinoff of Destiny. I've watched a spinoff of all these people, all these endless beings. I'd really enjoy this. And of course, I'd want to much more, find out more about Joanna Constantine. I'd want to find out a lot more about this show. This show really holds the candle for me. I really, truly enjoyed it. If I was to rate it, I'll give it all the stars. I'll give it 6 out of 5 stars. That's how great it was. Of course, I did say the ending was a little iffy for me with the whole vortex thing and it being transferred like it's a weird thing. And of course, this whole thing, the dreams themselves have a deeper meaning. Like, there's Barbie and Ken. Everyone has their dream. A woman gets pregnant in a dream and gets out of a dream and she's actually pregnant in real life, gives birth, and the baby somehow belongs to Dream and he's gonna take the baby. Hell, I know everything that happens, anyone who's born. So it's quite incredible. And then a rose is apparently part of the endless family. That's why she's a vortex. No one knew what makes vortex. Apparently they're made by the endless. When an endless makes love with a human being, I guess, in their own plane, a vortex is made. Incredible stuff, fam. And of course, there's this whole thing that we have to look at. Like, what will happen when Dream takes away his baby? The baby, you know, that Lyta has. What will happen there? Will be some sort of war battle? Jade, my God. And this whole nightmare that transformed in the end. So much stuff to look into, fam. Like, what was all his nightmares doing when they left the dream plan? I'd love to find out what they each and every one of them were doing. I don't know if it's a flashback. I just love to find. And in the end, we saw Dream remaking some of his stuff, recreating and, you know, molding new characters, new beings into his playing field, into his realm. So I'd love to find out more about each of those. Love to find out about the library lady, what she was doing the whole time. I know they brushed it off like she was looking after the place, any idea. Like, what kind of challenge did she face? I'd love to find out more about everything. My God, this world is... And I'd love to find out about that old lady who appears... If you've seen any show of Constantine, John Constantine, she appears. I'd like to find out how the hell she knows about Dream. Morpheus, and how she's terrified about him coming and getting his tools. When, you know, one thing that's disappointing about this is, I know he didn't have all the power to beat people up and stab them and hurt them. Every time they said a warning and how everyone was afraid of him, he wasn't as cruel as I thought he would be. I know he destroyed someone who's a ghost in Dreamland and stuff like that by destroying Leta's husband and shit. When he could have been forgiving and let them live in his dream, but messing up his balance and shit. I don't know. I'm talking rampage. I'm mumbling now. All I'm saying is this shit is dope and it can be expanded to so many variations that I don't even know. But sometimes too much of a good thing ends up being a horrible thing. So I don't know about that. But I do know for a fact I enjoy this and I'd love to watch more and more and more and more and more of this. So yeah, truly enjoyed it, and I hope I didn't spoil it as much as possible. I think I spoiled it a lot, so I apologize. Anyway, thank you and goodbye. It's the Sandman.